kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Samantala, humaharap sa matinding pressure ang Australian government ngayon matapos ipasara ng United Kingdom ang mga paaralan sa bansa. Naninindigan ng pamahalaan na dapat manatili sa paaralan ng mga bata habang nasa trabaho ang mga magulang. Ilang private schools naman ang nagsimula ng ipatupad ang online lessons. Sa isang independent school sa Inner West ng Sydney, maaring hindi na pahintulutan ang paghahatid o school drop-off. Ang Presbyterian Ladies College ay isa sa mga paaralan na nangunang humikayat sa mga estudyante na manatili sa bahay. Para sa principal na si Dr. Paul Burgess, ito'y ibahagi ng kanilang responsibilidad.
I do believe, however, we're going to reach a stage where schools will have to be closed. We need to a bit of certainty. We want to avoid the fear and the panic.
Mula sa Lunes, lahat ng mga lesson ay gagawing online. Para sa mga magulang na tulad ni Fran Jewel, magiging mahirap ito sa simula.
I think it'll be hard for the first few days, maybe the first week, but it'll be a matter of discipline. She knows that I have to stay disciplined in my working from home. I have lots of video calls and stuff during the day, so she'll know she can't interrupt me.
Kahit online at nasa bahay, ang 6-year student na si Ella naman ay nagsusuot pa rin ng uniform at present sa roll call.
We'll have a timetable written out with links to docs or websites that we need to research, and then we will do those things, and once we finish that doc, there'll be a time period where we have to upload it onto Google Classroom so they know that we've done it and they can check it.
Iminumungkahi ng pamahalaan ang social distancing kung saan kailangang dumistansya ng isa't kalahating metro sa isa't isa, pero hindi daw ito uubra sa loob ng silid-aralan. Sa Presbyterian Ladies College, ang ilang estudyante tulad ng may mga magulang na kailangan sa healthcare ay dapat pa rin pumasok sa paaralan pero nasa magkakalayong upuan. Sinabi ni Federal Education Minister Dan Tihan na may mga sinusunod silang ehemplo sa pananatiling bukas ng mga paaralan.
Let's take example of Singapore. It's held up as the gold star for how it's dealing with the pandemic. They haven't shut their schools. So the clear advice that we've been providing is that if parents think that their kids have a temperature, if they've got a sore throat, please do the right thing as you normally would and keep the child at home.
Pero ayon kay Janice Chua, isang guro sa Singapore, mas high-tech ang kanilang mga classroom kesa sa Australia.
All our classrooms are equipped with an infrared forehead thermometer. Before lesson starts, the teachers will have to go around checking each and every child's temperature to make sure that they do not register any temperature above 38 degrees. If they do, they are sent home straight away.
Ang mga Catholic schools naman ay susunod sa abiso ng pamahalaan. Pero ayon kay Greg Whitby ng Catholic Education Parramatta, dapat bigyan ng sapat na impormasyon ang mga magulang.
I do believe, however, we're going to reach a stage where schools will have to be closed. We need to a bit of certainty. We want to avoid the fear and the panic.
At yan ang ulat ni Lucy Murray at Jennifer Shearer na isinalin sa Wikang Filipino.
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.